Greetings, Flag Branch and friends. The main thing I hope you took away from the message yesterday is that God intends to reward us according to our works. We are so busy working for ourselves and the man that we have omitted the more important work of God in Christ. We are laboring for the bread that perishes instead of the eternal bread of life. The difference between us and Paul, Apollos, and Peter is that they wanted to work for God, and we don't. When I say we, I mean the church in general, and not every single person in the church. For there are some in the church who are like Paul, Apollos, and Peter, whose joy it was and is to labor for God in Christ. They are the ones who have a sense of duty to God to repay him for what he has done for them. God not only has delivered them from death, but has given them eternal life. In exchange for this, they have and are gladly laying down their lives in his service. The task that remains is to help the church in general to begin to feel and believe like the few who recognize the importance of his service. I am optimistic and confident this will happen. Now that I am free to concentrate and focus my remaining life on accomplishing this task, I can already see tiny signs of progress. Satan is working to blind everyone from the truth of God's redemption in Christ. But the light of the gospel is penetrating his efforts to keep everyone in the dark. I invite all of you at Flag Branch and elsewhere to join me as we allow the divine compassion God has for lost humanity to saturate our hearts and efforts with his love. When this happens, we will join those who are watering and planting and plowing and harvesting in the fields of God with inexpressible or unspeakable joy and full of the glory of an eternal just reward. These are just some of the final points of Sunday's message that I hope to continue to share with you in the future. So let's all have a wonderful week as we meditate on the work for the Lord. Blessings.